Slaven, for you, how was that? What did you think of that as the final pre-season friendly tonight?
Look, I think that everybody will agree or would agree with me. It's very positive. Play good football. We very rarely we lost the shape, or they had to do something special for us to break us down, you know. And then we recovered with individual quality, you know. But in the game last 90 minutes, very long, you know. We kept the shape. Mm-hmm. We were very organized. We were very focused. When we press together. When we defend together, that's all without the ball. Concentrate on set pieces. Mm-hmm. When we had a ball, I'm very, very satisfied. Apart from the reaction in the last third, where because we had to score more goals, not more goals, we have to score a few goals tonight. We have to convert these chances. I think the crowd could have seen many, many good combinations, but we have to score them. It's a combination, I don't know, bit of luck, bit of not enough self-confidence, I'm going to do it. Bit of quality in the last third tonight. You know, it's a combination of that, and we have to get it. We have to get it, but we knew it's going to be a problem with us losing that many goals from last season. But we're going to find it with enough squad and hopefully with one or two more players.
And in general, with a week to go until the start of the season proper, are you pleased with the way pre-season has gone?
Look, pre-season is important and all that, and you see many times that last game before the season starts, the team does brilliantly, and then they are bad in the first game of the season, and other way around. But that doesn't mean that, you know what I mean. I don't know how it's going to be at Forest, but this pre-season that finished today, like with the game, it makes me positive. And it makes the guys very positive, because then, you know, as a player, you know when you play good and when you don't play good. You know when the guy is better than you, quicker than you. Don't forget that we played against Premier League team and we were better than them. We deserve to win this game. Easy.
You've made four signings during the summer. Yeah. Romain Sawyers is due to be the fifth.
Hopefully.
Why have you brought him to the club? What is it about him that you like?
He's the player, he's a playmaker, I like the way he plays, I like the way he gives the guys around him confidence, you know. He can kill the opponent with his first touch, he's always positive, and we need that in midfield. We had today, all four of them played really good, Jake, Rakim, Ranti and Sam Field, they all played good, it was very, very quality. And also, Romain will add some quality in that department that we needed. We targeted him as the guy who will bring something that at the moment we don't have. We have different quality, of course, but we need it, and I wanted him. And thank God we made it.
And just finally, the deadline is approaching. You want to add some more players before the window closes, yes?
Look, we need the number. I'm happy. Like, based on tonight, I would say somebody would say, why? You know, that's it. No, we need the numbers and we need the quality, to be fair. I love my players. They're all good. They're all there with a reason. And they made me quite confident and optimistic tonight. It's a long season, and look, it's simply mathematics. Last year West Brom was good. From last year, from the squad, we lost 9 players. And not 9 players, squad players. From 9 of them, 8 of them were like playing majority of the games. How many did you say we got? 4.
4 and 5 with Romania.
Yeah, so do your math.
3 or 4 more at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Not at least. We don't want to be
overloaded.
But come on, we need a couple of more, and we are trying.